Sisi, Bhakrana, Santra, Bhavari, Jai, Namajai, Haira, Thakur, Ki, Jai, Pramtika, Ho, Sri, Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri, Advaita, Gadara, Ashwati, Gaurabhakti, Vrindi, Ki, Jai, Sri, Sri, Radha, Krishna, Gopa, Gopita, Shyama, Kunda, Radha, Kuti, Giri, Govardhan, Ki, Jai, Sri, Vrindavan, Dham, Ki, Jai, Navadupnan, Ki, Jai, Gyangju, Anatosi, Bhakti, Devi, Ki, Jai, Ananda Koti, Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai, Gobrihanandi, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to Shri Guruji, Guranga, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Nirvishesha Sunyavani Pastatade Shakarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Narasimha Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Bhavakam 6 chapter 9 verse 23 Yes, Yasaro Sringe Jagatim Svanavam
Yes, Yasaro Sringe Jagatim Svanavam
Manur Yata Bhadya Tatara Durgam
Manur Yata Bhadya
Saeva Nastastra Bhaya Duranta
Saeva Nastastra Bhaya Duranta
Katasrutan Varicharo Vinunam
Tatasrutan Varicharo
Yasya,
of whom?
Uru, very strong and high. Sringe, on the horn. Jagatim, in the form of the world. Svanavam, his own boat. Manu, King Satyavrata. Yata, just as. Abhadya, binding. Tatara, crossed. Durgam, difficult to cross. Sa, he, Eva, certainly, na, us, Tvastra Bhayat, from fear of the son of Tvastra, Durantat, endless, Trata, deliverer, Asratan, dependents, Varichara Api, although taking the form of a fish, Nunam, Translation, the Manu named King Satyavrata formerly saved himself by tying the small boat of the entire world to the horn of Matsya Avatar, the fish incarnation, by the grace of the Matsya Avatar,
one who saved himself from the great danger of the flood. May that same fish incarnation save us from the great and fearful danger caused by the son of Tushta. Text 24, in the beginning of creation, a tremendous wind caused fierce waves of inundating water. The great waves made such a horrible sound that Lord Brahma almost fell from his seat on the lotus into the water of devastation. But he was saved with the help of the Lord. Thus, we also expect the Lord to protect us from this dangerous condition. Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created us by his external potency and by whose mercy we expand the creation of the universe, is always situated before us with the super soul, but we cannot see his form. We are unable to see him because all of us think that we are separate and independent gods. Therefore, here is an explanation of why the conditioned soul cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Even though the Lord appears before us as Lord Krishna or Lord Ramchandra and lives in human society as a leader or a king, the conditioned soul cannot understand him. Rascals deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking him an ordinary human being. However insignificant we are, we think that we are also God, that we can create a universe or we can create another God. This is why we cannot see or understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Madhvacharya says, we're all conditioned souls to various degrees, but we think that we are God. That is why we cannot understand who God is or see him face to face. Verse 26-27, by its inconceivable potency, the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into various transcendental bodies as Vamanadeva, the incarnation of strength among the demigods, Parasurama, the incarnation among saints, Nrsimhadeva and Varaha, incarnation among animals, Matsyankurma, incarnation among aquatics. He accepts various transcendental bodies among all types of living entities and among human beings. He especially appears as Lord Krishna and Lord Rama. Mayas causes mercy and protects the demigods who are always harassed by the demons. He is the supreme worshipable deity of all living entities. He is the supreme cause, represented as the male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form. In our fearful condition, let us take shelter of him, for we are sure that the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Soul, will give us his protection. Purport in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu was ascertained to be the original cause of creation. Sri Dasami, in his commentary, Bhavartha Deepika, replies to the idea that Prakriti and Purusha are the causes of the cosmic manifestation, as stated here in Parampradanam Purusham Vishvam Anyam. He is the supreme cause represented as male and female creative energies. Although different from this universe, he exists in his universal form. The word Prakriti, which is used to indicate the source of generation, refers to the material energy of the Supreme Lord, and the word Purusha refers to the living entities who are the superior energy of the Lord. But Prakriti and Purusha ultimately enter the Supreme Lord, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Although Prakriti and Purusha superficially appear to be causes of material manifestation, both are emanations of different energies of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the cause of Prakriti and Purusha. He is the original cause. Naradi Purana says, Avikaropi Parama Prakritis Tu Ikarani Anu Parvishya Govinda Prakritis Chabhidiyate. Both Prakriti and Purusha, which are inferior and superior energies, are emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord enters Prakriti and then Prakriti creates different manifestations. Prakriti is not independent or beyond his energies. Vasudeva, Lord Sri Krishna, is the original cause of everything. Therefore, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord also says, Aham eva asam eva gre. Only I existed before the creation. This is confirmed in the Brahmanda Purana. To generate the universe, the Lord acts indirectly as the Purusha and directly as Prakriti. because both energies emanate from Lord Vasudev, the all-pervading Supreme Personality of God, and he is known as both Prakriti and Purusha. Therefore, Vasudev is the cause of everything, sarva karana karana. So this is the continuation of the request of the devatas in the form of praising the Supreme Lord so that he will protect them from the big demon created by the father of Vishwarupa. So here he describes various incarnations of the Supreme Lord. And as scripture tells us, like Bhagavad Gita, the Lord comes as avatar to protect the devotees and destroy the demons and restore dharma. So since the devatas are in distress at the moment, then it is quite right that the Lord should appear and help them, because this is what he does when he comes as avatar. So they give examples of the different avatars of the Supreme Lord, such as in this particular verse 23, we have Matsya avatar, who appeared when there was water everywhere. So to save Satyavrata and all the different species of life, then the Supreme Lord is Matsya, saved Satyavrata and his animals and plants, etc. And similarly, he saved Brahma at the beginning of creation because Brahma could not understand the source of his creation, so therefore the Lord finally appeared before him and gave him instructions. And then they describe other avatars of the Supreme Lord, like Varaha and Vamana and Rama, etc. So the Lord appears in different forms. Some of them are animal forms, like Varaha. Some are fish forms, like Matsya, or they live in the water, like Kurma. Of course, we also have bird forms, like Kamsa. We have deva forms, like Vama, who was born among the devatas. We have forms as sages, rishis, such as Narayan Rishi. And of course, we have the human forms of Rama and Krishna. So the Lord appears in all sorts of species of life, or different forms of life, representing those different forms. Nevertheless, he is still the Supreme Lord. And in all these different forms, he helps the living entities in different ways. So when the devatas are praying to the Supreme Lord, you please help us, definitely the Lord will, because he's appeared in so many different forms in the past, and he's help them. So they take shelter of the Supreme Lord for this purpose, and they ask for protection. So it is natural that the Supreme Lord should do so, because he is all-merciful. He is the institutor of Dharma, and he likes to protect Dharma, etc. So these are some of the purposes for the Lord's appearance in the material world. However, it is also pointed out that's almost a secondary purpose of the Lord. Because without coming into the material world, he can accomplish all of that. So his main purpose actually is to become visible to the devotees. And this will be pleasing to devotees. It will inspire the devotees. How? Because when the Lord appears, they can see his form. So they understand the Lord has a form. And the Lord performs activities. And those activities are acts of mercy. So the devotees understand the Lord is very compassionate, and he helps them. The Lord comes when he takes a particular form. He also displays different qualities. So in this way, the Lord shows the form, qualities, and activities. And these become objects of bliss for the devotees. So for this reason, the Lord appears in the material world. That's his main purpose. Now, there's two types of devotees, of course, those who are in the material world and who are doing sadhana. So he'll appear for those. The other, of course, is his nityasiddha devotees. Now, of course, the nityasiddha devotees are always seeing the Lord anyway, so why do they have to come into the material world to see the Lord? So there is one purpose, and that is in the material world when the Lord comes with the nityasiddha devotees, he performs some different pastimes than from the spiritual world. And so there is some variety in the pastimes, even for the nityasiddha devotees. So when the Lord comes in the material world, there are demons. There's no demons in the spiritual world. The Lord has different ages, especially as Krishna. We can see that's obvious. And that's not there in the spiritual world. He's always Kishore age. And of course, in the material world, one very interesting phenomenon, which maybe it doesn't look pleasurable, is that the Lord leaves the devotees. So the Lord leaves Vrindavan and goes to Mathura and Dwarka, etc. So we don't see that in the spiritual world. So prolonged separation is also there. However, this is not suffering in the normal sense, because it gives rise to great bliss. When Krishna returns to those devotees, then they get even greater bliss. So there is some variety in the material world pastimes, which is not there in the spiritual world. And this also gives variety to the bliss in the devotees. So even the nityasiddha devotees get some bliss from that. So in this way, the Lord's appearance in the material world is to give pleasure to the nityasiddha devotees and to give pleasure to the devotees in the material world doing sadhana. Who have come to the stage of perfection, then they can see the Lord and participate in his pastimes. So therefore, the Lord comes for his devotees. That's the main purpose. And simultaneously, then he comes for these other purposes of protecting, etc. When there's particular problems in the universe, he also does this. So these are secondary to the main purpose of pleasing his devotees. So here the devatas are praying for the secondary cause, because the Lord comes and helps the people in the material world, therefore he should come now and help us also. So the pure devotees do not pray like that, or pray for because the world is in problem or whatever. They pray also to make the Lord become visible or the Lord appear before them. But what is their purpose? Their purpose is simply to somehow please the Lord, that's all. So, why do the people in Vrindavan want to see Krishna again after he departed? It's not just to simply want to see him. They want to serve him. They want to directly serve him in some way. So that is why they want to see him and attain him. This, of course, is eternal in the spiritual world. The devotees are always serving the Supreme Lord. Those in the material world doing sadhana, they have to aspire for that, and eventually they get the position when they come to prema. So the devotees are only striving to serve the Lord purely. And therefore it is said that the devotee does not care for sarupya, or salokya, or sarsti, or samipya, or sayujya, if there is no service. So in other words, service to the Lord is their main aspiration. And whether they get salokya, sarsi, samipya, etc., that does not matter to them. And they only want to serve the Lord. However, to assist that service, then the Lord does put them in the spiritual world. He gives them spiritual bodies, etc. So they get these things, but these are not the request of the devotee. Those who request these things, then this type of mixed bhakti. And I want to have a spiritual body, I want to have that particular place in the spiritual world, etc. That becomes a little bit of a mixture in their bhakti. So therefore the devotees do not pray for those things, they pray simply for service to the Lord. So that is the how the devotees pray. And whether they're in heaven or hell or whatever, they don't care, but they simply want to serve the Supreme Lord. So those on a lesser platform, even though they want the David, as they're not praying for Saloka, Sarsati, anything, they're just praying, please save me in the material world and give us back our positions. So that's even a lower position. Quite materialistic. So that is why the devotees are put on a lower platform than the other devotees, even the sadhaka devotees performing pure bhakti, because they pray like this often. However, we should also not criticize the devatas, because they are also devotees. So the devatas are considered to be have a certain rasa with the Supreme Lord also, a certain type of dasya rasa with the Lord. So they do have a relationship with Him. However, particularly for pastimes in the material world, the Lord projects them in this way with the different types of desires, etc. So their position is as devotees is there, but at the same time they're not considered the highest devotees. So even if they do not request for these type of things, material benedictions or whatever, even so, their position is considered to be much less than the devotees of Krishna, because here they are applying to Supreme Lord in the form of Vishnu for help. So at best they have a very formal relationship with the Supreme Lord. And the devotees with Krishna have much more intimate, intense, blissful relationships with Him. So they're put on a much higher platform. So in grading the different types of devotees, then the devotees of Krishna are put at the very top. And among those devotees, the devotees of Vrindavan are put at the very top. So there's a gradation of intensity of prema in different types of devotees also. But nevertheless, all should be respected as devotees of the Lord. So though the devotees here pray like this, one should not criticize them in any way. It is also said that often the Lord does make arrangements like this for His pastimes only. So when Indra offends the Lord in the Govardhana Leela or the Parijat tree incident, then we should also not criticize Indra. It is said to be the manifestation of the Lord's Maya to do this, so therefore we should not think anything wrong with Him. And the same with Brahma, when he seems to be fallen to Maya or whatever, we should not think of it as his Maya. Actually, it's a energy of the Supreme Lord acting for the Lord's pastimes only. So we can't criticize them. Well, usually it is almost simultaneously, as we see with the case of Krishna, of course. His mother and father have to appear before him, obviously. So his those people appear previous to him in the material world. And of course, in the case of Krishna, also he requested the devatas to also come and assist. So they also entered into the bodies of different rishnis, etc., or yadus. And they also assisted in the pastime. So usually before the Lord appears, then His associates also appear. Of course, we don't find in many of the avatars a great number of associates. So a person like Kapila, for instance, has not many associates. It's mother and father, basically. And that's the case of most of the sages and whatever. Nrsimhadeva appears, but suddenly like that by himself. So often the Lord doesn't. So it is with Krishna, particularly we have a lot of associates appearing, and Ramachandra, of course, those two have, because they perform very intricate pastimes, therefore they have many associates appearing with them. So those associates usually appear before them.
Hmm?
Oh, they could. It's possible. Once they're in the spiritual world, they could also come back with the Supreme Lord. Well, when the Lord comes into the material world of this pastimes, those who come with him are not in the material world, technically. They're still in the spiritual world. Yeah? In other words, if the Nityasiddhas come, they say, ah, he's a materialist now, he fell from the spiritual world. He didn't. He's still in the spiritual world. So, if a Buddha, Jiva, went to the spiritual world and was liberated, and he comes, again, he's still liberated. He's not in any way conditioned. He's part of the Lord's pastimes only. Well, it's almost simultaneous because, of course, now that Krishna's not here, he's obviously in many other universes at different times doing different pastimes. So he's in many universes doing those particular pastimes. But obviously, only a certain number of universes, not all of them. Not necessarily. If the Lord feels he has to come, he comes. For instance, in Narasimha, he wasn't requested to come, but he came. So it depends on the particular pastime.
Does he always have some purpose to come to the making of the Maharaj?
Or to please his devotees. Well, the name Krishna is considered to be the primary name, the root name, and all the other names are related to that. Well, they're just different names of this, Krishna, Radha and Krishna, that's all. There's nothing particular, one is superior to the other. What's that?
The mixed devotees in the spiritual world are not fully Krishna conscious.
No, they are. But their bhakti is a little weaker. That's all.
So, Maharaj, what are their activities in the spiritual world?
They think of the Lord all the time. But they don't meet him much. Well, of course, it's eternal in one sense. Yeah? All these names are eternal, like Krishna himself. But in the past times, they find that it was Gargamuni gives names. Eternal. I don't think Indra gave the name, but he was called Govinda after that particular pastime. It depends on the place.